We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ultra marathoner Oz Perlman, also an Emmy-winning mentalist. You might recognize the name. He made it to the finals of America's Got Talent. Joins us live on 1010 Winds Newsline. Oz, good to have you here. This is 135 miles you're planning on running?
Hey, Bridget. Thanks for having me on. It's as the crow flies, it's about 128. But when you're running it and we're weaving through roads, it's going to be somewhere between 130 to 135. We shall see. Fingers crossed I don't get lost during the middle of the night. But that's the plan.
You're going from Montauk to Manhattan. Did I get the direction right?
Absolutely right. We're starting out east. We're going to be at the Lighthouse Montauk Thursday morning. If anybody wants to watch the sunrise with us, you're up nice and early. And then, I'm going to skip the traffic. There's normally all that traffic. I'm just going to run it instead back to Times Square.
Yeah, you might get there faster, with the traffic between New York and the Hamptons. I know that, but yeah, you might be aware of our AccuWeather forecast for Thursday.
Yes.
We're supposed to have real feels of 105 in the afternoon. So if you're leaving on Thursday morning, you're leaving maybe a little breezier Montauk area. How long is this going to take you?
So we're going for under 24 hours. And I say we, cause it's me and a team. I've got a couple of guys, a guy named Dustin and Ryan Dexter, my crew, Alex Peckoff. They're going to be in a van kind of following me. And the name of the game, cause you said real feel, is we want to make it feel less hot. So they're going to be giving me cold drinks, sponging me off. You put a lot of ice under your hat. You try to do everything to mitigate the heat when you're running this far. And you want to make sure that during the daylight hours, you don't overheat and you make it to the night and then it's going to cool down. And that's when you start running real fast.
So then you arrive in Manhattan then
before the sun rises on Friday.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Early Friday morning. Yeah. Wow. Gosh.
That's the hope.
I don't know. How do you train for it? Wait, first of all, did you think about canceling when you heard the forecast?
No, I wouldn't do something like this if it was an easy day. I like the challenge. I think there's some screw loose where I want to suffer a little bit. So if it was too easy, that wouldn't be any fun. I want a good story out of it.
Okay.
We're going for it.
Okay, you're going for it. And you're raising money by doing this?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So I did something similar in April. I ran around Central Park more times in a day than anyone ever has. It was a world record. Ran 116 miles, raised $116,000. The same charity I'm supporting this time around, if you'd like to make a donation, please do. It's all tax deductible. It's for Save the Children, the Ukraine Relief Fund, all these kids that are being affected by this horrible war in the Ukraine. I don't think we're going to get that much money this time, but fingers crossed, every penny counts. It's all online if you want to donate. But yeah, I'm doing this to raise awareness, raise money, and also just a nice personal challenge.
Right, as you say, as you did previously with the run in Central Park, and I understand that was about 116 miles. So does that serve as training for this, or have you been doing other training ahead of the event on Thursday?
I've been running in the heat. It's honestly, this is more of a mental game. I know it sounds silly, and it sounds like that's such a far run, but at a certain point, your body just goes along with what your mind can do. And I've run marathons where I've seen 90-year-olds finish the marathon. And I can assure you that I am much better shape than they are, but these people are mentally tough. So you just need to have that attitude where I'm not going to give up no matter what. And that it will eventually pass. It's kind of like breaking down a big goal into smaller chunks.
Oz Perlman, listen, good luck and want to know how it all turns out. Do stay in touch with us. And we wish you great success. Raise a lot of money and stay safe, too.
Thank you so much. And just one quick plug, if you're out in Long Island, even if you can't make the run, I'm going to be at WHB PAC, which is West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center, on August 21st. You'll see me doing my other passion, which is reading people's minds. And there's still some tickets available. So come out, bring the family, bring the show. Come see the show. You'll love it.
All right. Oh, sweet. Thank you.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.